Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, Friday morning. This feels like it took forever to get here. I had one of those kind of weeks.
This week was long, I will agree with you. It seemed like on Tuesday I was like, is it Thursday yet? No. Okay. And it wasn't a bad week.
I was going to say, was it a bad week or
no?
What caused that length of the week? Because sometimes it could be the silliest little things. Like this week, my day planner just kept getting crossed out. Well, Tuesday, let's do this Thursday. And then Thursday, let's wait till next week. And everything just kept stretching out.
Lots of moving parts. I think this week there was like a ton of stuff to do.
Yeah.
But not much going on because things were like shifting around and next week is going to be a little bit bananas.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Okay,
oh, no?
Maybe.
Okay. I have lots to do next week.
So my point is Friday is finally here and I'm
Friday,
happy about it.
Yay.
And I think, I'm pretty sure at least, but I can't say it because I'm going to jinx myself. I don't think I have anything to do this weekend.
Really?
And now I said it. Now what do you see? My phone's going to I thought you were coming here.
It is my husband's 20-year high school class reunion on Saturday.
Get out. They still have those things?
Yes, apparently.
Could this be the last one?
I don't know.
I went to a 50th class reunion a while back.
With a friend, right?
As a guest, and I had a good time. So maybe people still do it around here. Mm-hmm. But like back where I'm from, you have your 5-year, and it's like, wow. It's like we just got out of school. Yep. And then you have your 10-year, and you see who's getting married. That's about it. Then you never see these people again.
Oh, really?
So I'm kind of envious. Keith, there, your husband.
Yeah.
Danville High School?
Danville High School. Mm-hmm. So it's nice that they're doing the 10-year. They had it was near the holidays, so it was inside, fancy, catered, blah, 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 blah.
This time picnic or what?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, where?
Yeah, family friendly.
I'm going to crash it.
Honestly, I'm not sure because I think it's on some dude's farm.
Some dude's farm. Okay. So you're going to ride the horses over, basically.
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll be the head of the party with all of the kids because everybody loves a pony ride.
Everybody loves a pony ride. So you have a class reunion to do. I don't have anything to do. I said it again.
Don't.
I need to stop.
Just be careful. Don't do that.
I want to take a visit to 40 Fest and we'll have tickets there later.
Sure.
There was something.
And that's also in Danville.
I wanted to take a trip out to Shade Mountain Winery on Sunday because they're having a little thing out there.
They are.
But that is on my own. I'm not being told to go there. I'm not obligated to go there.
So if you just want to plunk down on the old sofa, you can.
It might. Wait. How would Laura say it? It may or may not happen. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night TV.
The Emmys will not have a host this year. Host or not, the Emmys will still honor the best that television has to offer. And also Game of Thrones.
Officials in Barcelona passed a law this week allowing women to swim topless in city pools. Said women in Barcelona, we asked for equal pay. Tom and Laura.
That's all I can think about when I hear that song, Tom.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. You think
sacrificed.
Of that Disney boy over here standing next to you.
Yeah, you guys got it all wrong.
Thinking of some
wrong.
Stupid ride at Disney.
The Rock and Roller Coaster in Hollywood Studios.
It was part
Aerosmith
of a movie soundtrack. Armageddon. All I can think of is Bruce Willis sacrificing himself so that Liv Tyler and Ben Affleck could be together.
Y'all got it all wrong.
What is wrong with the show already this morning? That's what I want to know.
Hey, we had an off show yesterday, didn't we?
It was off the rails.
She puts her fingertips up to the screen. And then
I started bawling like a baby.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. News is coming up next.
That movie is ridiculous. I have to watch it this weekend.
Check on sports and AccuWeather as well. Yeah, like you're going to ride on a meteorite, right? Get out of here.
Did we run it drill for you? Down. They're like oil field workers and suddenly are astronauts.
Astronaut oil workers on a speeding meteor, not a meteorite, ready to crash into the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
That could happen.
It could. The big one's out there, man. It's out there and it's coming for us. That's what killed all the dinosaurs.
You're scaring the kids.
Oh, sorry.
News is next. There's a Good Friday song there. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX. You take some Earth, Wind, and Fire for a sample. Outcast. I like the way you move. I like me a good roller coaster.
Oh, yes. And next Friday is National Roller Coaster Day.
Yeah. What do you like better, the metal roller coasters or the old-fashioned wooden kind?
Come on now. I grew up in Elysburg.
So you have to go wooden.
Yes. I am a wooden roller coaster girl all the way.
All right. So let's go.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We're going to take caller number 4 this morning on the Ford Fun Line for our very last coaster pack of the week. That's right. Pairs of tickets to the number one roller coaster in the world, wooden roller coaster in the world, the Phoenix, the Twister, the Impulse, and the Flying Turn.
Caller 4?
Caller 4 right now on the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
In the market for a new car, we have another winner.
94KX. This is caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line.
Yay!
Yay! Who's this?
Andrea.
Andrea, what's your favorite kind of roller coaster? Metal or wooden?
It's hard, but probably metal.
Okay, you got both.
You have both at Knoebels, so you can ride them all.
Congratulations.
Yes, I've rode them many times.
And you will this time for free.
Yay!
94KX. Tom and Laura on a Friday, my boy Kenny Lead. Working our way toward the top of the hour with news, sports, and AccuWeather, the 5-second rule. Dun, dun, dun. The three generations of Tom and Laura in the morning. In my day, it was God's food. It didn't matter where it was. You dropped it on the sidewalk. You picked it up and ate it. You dropped it on the kitchen floor. It's okay. Eat it. It's the only food we have. Eat it. But nowadays, we categorize. And it depends what it is that's laying on the floor. Are you kidding me? BuzzFeed in a survey asked people which foods they would and they wouldn't eat when dropped on the floor. I'm saying you either eat it or you don't, but would you guys categorize the food, Laura?
No. If it's on the floor, I'm done. I'm out.
Laura?
5 seconds, baby.
See, you're old school. You're kind of somewhere between Matt and Tom, but you're right there.
Here's
in this
the
one.
Thing. If I'm dropping my ice cream cone in some gravel, no, I'm not eating it.
You've given this thought.
I have.
Okay.
But if it's like my bagel and I'm toasting it in here, for example, and our carpet is okay.
Okay.
You pick it right up.
Does it matter what side it lands on, like the bagel, like the cut side or the doughy side?
Not really. Lid?
Okay.
I mean, I'd feel bad for the carpet because normally I put like jelly or cream cheese or something on my bagel, so then it would get like, exactly. So, you know, but then guess this is what you do. You pick it up, you brush it off, and you go.
And eat it.
Yeah, no, I would just get a new one.
See, Matt's kind of like one of them clean guys. You know what I mean?
It's not going to kill you.
This is.
You never know.
It's not going to kill you.
I'm with you. I am with you, Laura. So I grew up in the old days where there was me and my 20 brothers and sisters.
Yep.
And you had to share one ice cream. Even if it dropped in the gravel, pick the gravel out quick. Oh. Here are the top 8 foods we would eat if we dropped it on the ground. Number 1, a cookie.
Yes.
95% of us.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Oh, you don't waste. Matt, look at me. You don't waste a peanut butter cup.
I don't even eat peanut butter cups to begin with. I'm not a peanut butter kind of guy.
Wow.
You know what? I believe I called him a monster when I found out he doesn't eat peanut butter.
Yes, I believe you did.
A monster. Number 3, French fries. Number 4, a piece of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, a sushi roll.
I'm not a sushi person anyway.
Oh, my God. That's expensive stuff. Pick it up.
Oh. Good point, because I was going to say, I could go either way on sushi until she mentioned the price tag. Spaghetti and meatballs. Spaghetti, no. Meatball, yeah, pick it up.
See, spaghetti is one of those things that, like, it's really hard to pick up when it drops.
You're right there, too.
Messy job.
Mm-hmm.
She is an expert on this subject.
Apparently.
Because I don't want to waste anything.
Number 7, bread, or substitute bagel here. Bread covered in jelly. Jelly side down.
Oh, well.
And finally, last on the list, an ice cream cone. The gravel was a very good point.
Right. You know what, though? If it only got gravel on one side, you could ask for a spoon at the place that you stopped. You could just, like, scrape it off and maybe save it. You never know.
Once again, you're just like my wife. She would do anything. It doesn't matter.
To save the ice cream.
5 seconds or 30 seconds.
Save the ice cream.
No, not just ice cream, any food.
See? You don't want to be wasteful.
There it is. It's God's food, Eddie.
It is God's food, Eddie.
That's what my buddy Eddie's dad used to say all the time.
God's food, Eddie.
News is next. Welcome to Flashback Friday. With the Go-Go's on vacation, 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. For those of you on a staycation this week, how about a trip to the Danville Soccer Complex?
Oh, what's happening there? Are we going to play some foosball?
Very nice that you asked. It is the home spot for 40 Fest, the first ever for the Danville American Legion Post 40. They're celebrating their 100th anniversary Saturday by throwing an all-day concert called 40 Fest.
Sweet.
Lots of great music.
Lots of local acts. Runaway Stroller, Dustin Douglas and the Electric Gentlemen, Sucker Punch, Kinsey. We love all those bands.
Liliac, the headliner. They're a band from California, family band, that covers everything from Ozzy's Crazy Train to Heart from the 70s. I mean, this is going to be a great day and a great party in Danville. I think I want to go.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Let's snatch up caller number one right now on the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
So just
for the ones who get it done.
We have another winner.
94KX, this is caller one on the Ford Fun Line.
Yes.
Yeah. Who's this?
It's Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. Where are you driving to?
Driving to Camp Hill.
Oh, wow. Where are you from?
Middleburg.
Okay, does anybody ever camp in Camp Hill?
I don't think so.
There you go. Okay, Shannon, you're on your way to 40 Fest in Danville.
All right.
Flashback Friday.
It's Flashback Friday. WQKX.
If nobody camps in Camp Hill, is there actually a hill in Camp Hill? I think it's pretty flat, isn't it?
But when you have to go all on those interstate ramps.
Yeah.
Like, those are hills.
Okay, Camp Hill. Okay. Flashback Friday, way back into the 7th. Stevie Wonder and Late Night TV.
Walgreens is closing its 200 stores across the U.S. Don't freak out. So now if you want to go to Walgreens, you have to go all the way across the street to the other Walgreens.
According to a new study, feces from giant clams is necessary to feed coral reefs. And I think I speak for everyone when I say coral reefs, you nasty.
This weekend, what's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Spider-Man Far From Home. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. So the last couple weeks, we've only had one movie to talk about. Now they're kind of making up for it because we have five movies opening nationwide this weekend.
Okay.
Starting off with Dora and the Lost City of Gold, which, of course, is the live-action version of Dora the Explorer. And this one has all your favorite characters like Map and Backpack and Swiper. No swiping.
No swiping, Swiper.
Yes. The only thing that really kind of interests me about this movie, I was glad when my son got out of the Dora phase because I found it so annoying. But the actress playing Dora is Isabella Moner, who's a really talented young actress who's definitely going places. She was so good in Sicario, Day of the Soldado, and the Mark Wahlberg comedy Instant Family. So she is a star on the rise, and she I think, will be the thing to make you want to go see Dora and the Lost City of Gold.
Oh, okay.
That opens today. We've also got The Kitchen. The wives of New York gangsters in Hell's Kitchen during the 1970s continue to operate their husbands' rackets after they're locked up in prison.
Awesome.
This is a great cast. Melissa McCarthy, Tiffany Haddish, and Elizabeth Moss.
Wow.
Very interesting.
I love Elizabeth Moss.
There.
And a guest appearance from Laura Good.
Heck right there is.
Yes.
That'd be great.
So that's The Kitchen. Also opening today is The Art of Racing in the Rain. Through his bond with his owner, an aspiring Formula One race car driver, a golden retriever learns that the techniques needed on the racetrack can also be used to successfully navigate the journey of life. I think what's notable here, other than that awkward title, is that Kevin Costner does the voice of the dog.
Oh.
Kevin Costner, great actor, but he's apparently reached that point in the career where he's voicing dogs.
Isn't he very monotone to begin with?
Sort of, yeah.
You know?
This was a book. It's a feel-good book.
Oh, okay. I doubt that. $10 says the dog dies.
Right?
The dog right? always dies in these movies. Oh, if there's my. A dog and he's the main character.
I'm looking at you, Marley and me.
Yeah. Yeah. With Kevin Costner's voice. Yeah. Oh, I think I am dying.
Yeah, I think we can pretty much see that one coming.
We could wait until that one goes to DVD.
Okay. Yeah, we can.
Or is available streaming.
There you go.
Next up is Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. A group of teens face their fears in order to save their lives in this adaptation of the popular young adult horror novel series. Guess which one Movie Mike's going to see this weekend?
Oh, I wonder.
And finally, we've got Brian Banks. A football player's dreams to play in the NFL are halted when he is wrongly convicted and sent to prison. Years later, he fights to clear his name within an unjust system. So
I think that's based on a true story or something, too.
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. So there you go. Plenty to pick from.
Yeah, what are we reviewing?
I will review Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs
stop,
and
Laura.
Shaw.
Just stop.
And after the husband's high school reunion on Saturday, on Sunday, guess what we're doing?
You're going to see that movie, aren't
yes,
you?
Indeedy, and well, I can't wait.
When you order your tickets, I demand that you not order for Hobbs and Shaw, that you say 1-4 Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, do that.
You must use
that's
the
fine.
Whole title.
That's no problem. I can handle that because it's all part of the franchise that is the Fast and Furious.
Yes, it is.
Boy. Come on back, Mike.
See you then.
All right. 94KX, Flashback Friday. Probably one of my favorite lesser-known Prince songs from around the world in a day. Pop Life, dealing with everything about the 80s. I mean, everything. So, next time around, listen to the words. Let's say music-wise, Whitney Houston would have been 56 years old today.
Wow.
Of course, we lost Whitney back in 2012. Why did I know she was going to do that, Matt?
You please, just set her up.
I guess I did. I apologize
I'm sorry,
to everyone.
I can't do Whitney justice, so I'm refraining from singing.
I apologize to all of Central PA. Hey, if you're going to continue, I'm going to do me some Curtis Blow. All right? Because one of the original old school rappers.
I want to dance with somebody.
No, stop. There you go. I think your microphone just broke. Curtis Blow is 60 years old today. Happy birthday, Curtis Blow.
If anybody wants to request a little Whitney Houston for Flashback Friday, you could call on the Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX.
But in the meantime, it's time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies!
With somebody.
That was painful. Happy birthday to Brenda Bloom of Sunbury. She's 58.
A very happy birthday to Jeff Arand from Herndon, 56 today.
Mitzi Miles from Mifflinburg is 53 today. Happy birthday.
Hey, what do you know? I have a story on that.
Oh, yes.
Brenda Schwartz is 53 today, too. Happy birthday.
Karen Salt from McClure is 54.
Nikki Fitro from Milton is 47. Happy birthday.
Courtney Brader from Norrie is 30.
Kenneth Bengart from Blue Hill is 38.
Sarah Michaels from Lewisburg is 44. Happy birthday.
Don Drumheiser from Shamokin is 44.
Kim Dries from Coon Hunter, Pennsylvania is 28.
Wendy Croft from Mifflinburg, rather, 54. Happy birthday.
Diane Allen is 58 today. Happy birthday.
Is Coon Hunter near Mifflinburg?
I have no idea.
Okay. All right. Anyway. Lindsay Kleinbetterer from Beavertown is 35 today.
Whitney Harder from Watsontown is 31. Happy birthday.
Heather Pottinger from Shamokin is 39 today.
Janine Wary from Shamokin is 52. That's my friend Colby's mom.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Janine.
Heather Riddle from Sunbury is 38 years old today. And Matt, you mentioned Mitzi Miles.
Yes.
Her husband, Danny, also texted in this morning, and he said, please wish happy birthday to my wife, Mitzi Miles. She's nifty 50 plus 3.
Happy birthday.
Nicely done. Excellent. Happy birthday.
Last but not least, a very special happy birthday to Anne Marie Rhodes. She's from Elysburg, but she's my mommy, Anne Marie. She is like my second mom, lives up the street from my parents on Pine Avenue in Elysburg.
You need more than one mom to keep you under control.
Pretty much. Listen, this woman gets all the credit because if my mom got sick of me at the house, she'd be like, why don't you girls go up the street and play with Matthew and Kevin?
And there you go.
So anyway, Anne-Marie, a very, very happy birthday.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to talk about them on Friday a little bit late. So if you have a birthday you'd like to hear, you can text us at 49330. Give us a call on the Ford Fun Line or message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom
birthday
and Laura's
Birthday Buddies!
Buddies!
Birthday Buddies on 94KX.
Okay.
See what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Spider-Man Far From Home. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. The spinoff Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw stars Dwayne Johnson as Hobbs and Jason Statham as Shaw. Or maybe it's the other way around. Who really even knows? The two enemies are forced to work together when cyber-enhanced biker Idris Elba gets his hands on a deadly bio-threat with the potential to inflict massive damage upon the world.
Awesome.
If you guess that those two begrudgingly start to respect one another, congratulations, because you've just been hired to write the next Fast and Furious movie. Hobbs and Shaw has all the things you expect from this franchise. Action that defies every known law of physics, a shoehorned-in message about the importance of family, and of course, a lot of cars. As you can maybe tell, I'm not really a fan of this series. Hobbs and Shaw continues the trend of having a dumb, incoherent story and one-dimensional characters. On the plus side, a couple of the action scenes are so stupid that they're kind of fun, and the two leads occasionally toss off a funny one-liner. To be perfectly honest, my opinion doesn't matter a whole lot here. If you like the Fast and Furious movies, you'll probably enjoy Hobbs and Shaw. If you don't, you won't. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 2 Vin Diesels.
Vin Diesels. There you go. Hey, you know now, whether you like it or not, Mike, and we all know that Laura likes these movies, they're already planning like a lot more.
Hobbs and Shaw is just the beginning for the Fast and Furious franchise. Coming in 2020, there's Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw 2. Hobbs and Shaw present Fast and Furious 11. Austin Hobbs versus Furious and Shaw. Two Hobbs, two Shaw, and Hobbs and Furious.
Wait, what?
And presents Shaw, Furious, and Hobbs and Paw. Two Has, Two Furious. And Fast and Furious 12, Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, unbelievable. That's exciting.
Wow, so...
Listen, here's the thing.
I should retire while I'm ahead, maybe.
Here's the thing. Stop. This doesn't count towards the count of the Fast and Furious franchise. There have been 8. They're still planning 2 more. This is an offshoot, kind of like that random Star Wars movie they did about how they like found Rogue the plans One. To the Death Star.
Yeah.
Right? It's just an offshoot. It doesn't count.
Okay.
I'm real excited.
Tom and Laura, remember, in the morning.
Just remember, we live our lives on this show a quarter mile at a time.
Yeah, brother.
Maybe a quarter hour at the time.
Ask the Expert is brought to you by UPMC Susquehanna, a new level of innovation and advanced care.
Here to answer your Ask the...
94KX on a Flashback Friday. Well, Laura asked for it, and you texted it in. Thanks a lot, ladies. Whitney Houston. Whitney's
I love
birthday
it when a
today.
Plan comes together.
Yeah. Whitney's birthday today, and we lost her back in 2012. Saw her in concert once. The poor woman couldn't dance. She could sing like there's no tomorrow. She was a terrible dancer. And when you'd seen Janet Jackson a few times on stage, and then you went to a Whitney concert, you were like, what? She would do this like two-step thing.
She she kind of like bounced back and forth.
Yeah.
Fun fact, the very first concert I ever went to
was a
Whitney Houston concert.
There you go.
I was 5 years old. I loved Whitney Houston. I used to listen to her debut album on my record player every night before I went to bed.
Wow.
My mom talked to my cousins, Joe and Liz and Lauren, who live down in the Harrisburg area.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin Lauren was a few years older. She also was obsessed with Whitney Houston. And Joe and my mom and dad kind of all talked. And they were like, well, why don't we take the girls? So we had seats. It was down at Hershey.
There it is.
Yeah. And
I was
at
that concert.
At the stadium?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. That was one of the places I saw Whitney, right there. Yep. I'm just older than you.
I think it was 1988.
I was not 5 years old.
I was 5.
I was 30 years old. So there you have it. Thanks for that little age update. I appreciate it.
No problem. It was amazing that we had seats in the bleachers, but then for like the last 30 minutes of the concert, when I was like, let's go down. And then we went down and we danced
like
in front
of
the stage.
Yeah.
I know. It was
awesome. Fond memories. Here's another one for you coal region people. Today is National Polka Day.
That Pennsylvania. I'm singing polka. So much this morning.
I'm thinking like that would totally be out of format, but the Pennsylvania polka might happen here.
Pennsylvania. Everybody knows the words from chorus class.
But what if we should take like classic songs, like Flashback Friday songs, and turn them into polkas?
In honor of Polka Day, it's the greatest hits of Led Zeppelin.
Listen.
There's a lady who sure also glitters is gold when she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows that the stores are all closed with the word she can get what she came for.
Yeah!
Zeppelin poker style.
Been a long time since I rocked and rolled.
Been a long time since I rocked and rolled.
Been a long, lonely time.
In honor of National Poker Day, it's the greatest hits of Led Zeppelin.
Hey, hey, mama, since the way you move, gonna make you sweat,
gonna make you groove. Right, that's enough of that. But
true story from
Mahanoy City. One of my best buddies, Eddie. He was in a band in the 80s, and they were called the Accidents. And their slogan was "The Accidents were waiting to happen." Right, and they were out in the coal region doing a gig.
Okay,
and everybody there just wanted to hear polkas.
Mm-hmm.
So they only knew a few songs. So what they did is they turned those songs into polkas.
They polkified them.
Yep.
That's amazing.
What I like about you.
Polkified.
Yeah.
So polkified.
They're like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. What I like about you. You know how to dance, yeah.
Hey,
you know how to, oof.
How much of a good coal region boy are you?
I'm a NEPA coal region boy.
Do you know how to polka?
Yes, I do.
So do I.
There it is. Flashback Friday. Tom and Laura in the morning.
I didn't realize you turned on the mics.
That one goes way back. We're stumbling in and we're sober. So I don't understand the idea of that song. But boy, we've got them all. And you guys have been great with the requests, too. I mean, it's...
A big thank you to the ladies who texted in for Whitney Houston. I appreciate it more than you know.
Yeah, because when you say something and they respond, it's very cool.
I missed the singing, though. I didn't hear you singing.
No,
she did a little bit.
A tiny bit.
But we really enjoyed the Whitney version of Whitney, rather than the Laura version of Whitney. speaking of different versions, it is a Flashback Friday, and I'm a big guy on voice work.
Yes, you are.
I do want to be a cartoon character voice someday and retire, but Mr. Big Voice has me beat.
And now, Mr. Big Voice recites classic Guns N' Roses.
Flashback!
You can have everything you want, but you better not take it from me. In the jungle, welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring you to your knees. Knees. I'm gonna watch you bleed.
What?
This has been Mr. Big Voice reciting classic Guns N' Roses.
News is next.
It's time to...
Flashback Friday, 94KX. Thanks, Tammy. It's good to hear Don't Close Your Eyes, My Kicks. That's good stuff. You know what? You know what's good stuff? 1989 was a good year.
It's a pretty good year for me, too.
Do tell why, or shan't we on the radio?
Actually, no. Do you know what? First grade was a really bad year for me.
Okay, here we go.
I had, like, chicken pox, and then another round of chicken pox, and then I got, like...
So if we rewind,
and then I had strep throat. I was sick more than I was healthy.
So
first grade.
We are going to rewind to 89, and you're going to show up at the party with chicken pox. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm going to show up as 11 from Stranger Things as a first grader holding an Eggo waffle and wearing rainbow striped socks.
Now there's something I want to see. Three straight hours of 80s music, complete with sound and lighting, two giant video screens, and it all goes back to 89. Why? Because the 30th anniversary of Riverfest in Sunbury happens Saturday, August 17th. Quick, check your calendar. That's next Saturday.
That is 1 week from tomorrow. Mm-hmm. River Festival rewinds it back. And let me tell you, what a great event in downtown Sunbury. Sort of kicks off with the Valley's Got Talent on Thursday, and then events all weekend long, then culminating with lights, sound, video screens, rewind to 89 at the amphitheater on the river. Plus,
come in costume.
Beverages.
Come in costume. You could win. Rumor has it Kyle Alexander mail ordered leather pants.
He did, and they're awesome.
I don't know about that.
I just ordered my costume. Hubby and I are coming as a pair.
A pair of what?
I can't tell you.
Okay, then. Rewind to 89. See you next Saturday with 94KX.
Hi, welcome to the Subway.
I just like to sing along.
KC without the Sunshine Band from later in the 80s, and please don't go. We got Chad coming in next for Sean, and I wonder how Sean's doing on his staycation. You saw him one day.
I did. Canobles.
Did you see him around, Matt?
I haven't yet, no. I've been texting him here and there.
Oh, okay. Probably work-related stuff or whatever.
And sports, too.
Yeah,
sports. A little bit everything.
Sean and his lovely wife, Deb, along with his nephew and a friend, they came and they were at Knoebels. I was down there and got to see them. It was awesome.
Every day he's been doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he's not... tied to, because he also just bought a house, the three of you guys.
It's true.
Have purchased homes in the last year. And throw in Kyle. And there's four of us here that have new houses. But I hope he's not spending most of the week, like, remodeling and stuff like that.
Yeah, I hope not either.
That's tough. Because then you come back to work and you realize, hey, I came back to work to relax. Anyway, I hope to see everybody at 40 Fest. Very cool. Also, I'll be out and about this weekend, and you enjoy your husband's class reunion.
Thank you so much. And don't forget Hobbs and Shaw. Those are my weekend plans I'm looking forward to.
There it is. Matt's heading to Baltimore.
I am for the day tomorrow.
Wow, look at us.
He's like, an Orioles fan all of a sudden.
But all of us, we're not working. Like, all of us, like, we actually...
We have plans.
Going out and about.
Yeah. So when we say, like, see you Monday, have a good weekend, we mean it.
See you Monday. Yeah.
See you, guys.
Biters, Furniture, Mattress, and...